This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last year's trillion-dollar infrastructure bill, among other things, earmarks an unprecedented pile of cash to get fast internet to people. In some parts of some cities and in rural areas, service remains pokey. Now there's criticism that the Federal Communications Commission's planning maps for broadband are flawed, with some communities are also finding there wasn't enough time to challenge them. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports.
Last month, Kimball Sikapkotiwa testified at a hearing on internet access. She's a member of the Hopi tribe who lives in Pueblo Cochiti, 45 minutes south of Santa Fe, and she said new FCC broadband maps are flawed, especially for tribal lands.
In my rural community, the map currently shows 3 residences when it should show 275.
The map has other gaps, too. The state of New York reported at least 31,000 state residences were missing. These maps will be used to divvy up $42.5 billion to expand broadband access where it's needed most. Internet access advocates complained for years that the old broadband maps were incomplete. The new maps are an improvement, but problems still drew the attention of 24 senators who asked the FCC for more accuracy. And any challenges to the maps have to be submitted by this week. Communities have been scrambling to meet the deadline within a 2-month window that included 3 holidays and one of the biggest winter storms on record. Dustin Loop is a program manager at the National Broadband Mapping Coalition.
It's just so detached from the reality that people live.
In New Mexico, the rugged mountainous terrain makes broadband expansion expensive and out of reach for many areas. Kelly Schlegel runs the state office responsible for challenging the map, and she says there's a lot on the line if communities are not represented correctly.
And it could possibly leave hundreds of millions of dollars on the table instead of flowing to New Mexico, which really keeps me up at night.
A number of local governments in at least 19 states have asked for more time, but the federal government hasn't paused the process. A spokesperson for the National Telecommunications and Information Administration says in order to get the funding out in June, the agency must adhere to the deadline, but communities can still file challenges after that point, and they may be included. I'm Paul Flav for Marketplace.